Welcome back. It's ear training time. Yay! This week, we're covering the remaining intervals in the octave and doing a few more dictations to get your ears into shape. As always, remember to check the show notes and download the answer key from the eartrainer.blogspot.com blog. That being said, let's get on with the show. Yay! So let's talk about the remaining intervals in the octave. So far, we've covered everything from a unison to a perfect fifth. Today, we're going to talk about sixth, seventh, and the octave. Sixth and seventh have both minor and major variants. The octave is considered another perfect interval. Here's what they sound like above middle C. Minor sixth, major sixth, minor seventh, major seventh, and finally the octave. And now below middle C, minor sixth, major sixth, minor seventh, major seventh, and the octave. Last of all, here's what they sound like played harmonically. Many people find it helpful when learning to identify intervals to think of a song that features that interval. For example, the first two pitches in the Hammerstein and Romberg classic Softly, as in a morning sunrise, outline the interval of a perfect fourth. If you're interested in the tune, there's a great recording of it, as performed by saxophonist Sonny Rollins on the album A Night at the Village Vanguard, Volume 2. Or if your tastes lean closer to big band swing, June Christie sings a lovely rendition of it on her 1954 album, Something Cool. Set aside some time and come up with a tune that you really like that you can use to help identify each particular interval. So, enough with talk. Let's get down to business. Two sets of 10 intervals. The first set will be 6th, 7th, and the octave. And, for the first time ever, the second set will be the full octave. I'm sure it'll do just great. And it's ear training time. Yay! And now 10 from the full octave. Good work. Now it's time. This week, I'm going to talk about tied rhythms. Cut rhythms are very similar to dotted rhythms in that they always extend the length of the note. In fact, they always extend the length of the note exactly by the same value as the note they're tied to. So a quarter note tied to a 16th note has the same duration as a quarter and a 16th note. So what's the difference between ties and dots? Well, for one, as the aforementioned instance exemplifies, when you use ties, you can get a greater number of possible note durations. There are no combinations of rhythms and dots that would ever give you the exact value of a quarter note and a 16th note. Additionally, ties can be used to resolve a large number of beaming and subdivision errors and issues to make reading music easier, but we won't talk about that right now. The interesting feature of ties that we're going to look at today is that you can tie notes over the bar line. Take a look at figure 3.4 in the lesson materials and listen along to the example of ties being used in this way. 3-4. Nothing complicated, right? Keeping the idea of tied notes in mind, I'm sure you can come up with hundreds of examples of ties being used in every style of music, though I wouldn't recommend doing so. Here are two rhythmic notations with a focus on ties. See if you can figure them out. The first one will be in 4-4, and the second one will be in 5-4. They'll be 4 measures long each, so take a moment now to draw out your bars. Tell me when you're ready. 3-4. Yay! You must be getting better. Remember, next week's episode is the Super Review episode, where we'll get tons of rhythmic dictations to work on. So don't worry if you feel like things are moving too fast. Also, if your long-term memory is poor, you're in luck. Just revisit the old episodes. Alright, on to the last leg of this episode, melodic dictation. Nothing new this week, just more practice. So if you will, a melodic dictation in the key of F major. 4 measures of 4-4, and the starting note will be F. When you're ready. 3-4. That's it for this week. Until next time, be sure to tell a friend about the podcast. That's how it grows. Make sure you check the show notes at eartrainer.blogspot.com. And until next time, keep training those ears. Yay!